This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
How much did you pay in student loan debt? 855-444-6342. That's 855-444-MEGA. Who would pay the most amount in student loan debt? This is like a new trend. We're like, hey, we want to pay less in student loan debt. But people are actually making decisions based off student loan debt. I think back in the day, you just went over whatever the best college you can go to. You didn't care how much it was. You just figured out and you would just pile on the student loan debt.
Right.
Kids now, especially Gen Z, they're saying it matters. Like, literally, they will not go to college to not collect student loan debt. They will figure out a different career path. They're avoiding student loan debt as much as they possibly can. I grew up in an era where, like, my wife went to Notre Dame and then she went to Wash U for grad school, two extremely expensive schools, mm-hmm. and just piled on student loan debt. And she got a bunch of scholarships. But even with a bunch of scholarships, we have a ton of student loan debt.
I am a Gen Z, and I am a part of the trend of not going to school because of student loan debt. All my friends went away to college. They were in the sororities. I would have loved that. I would have ate that up. I would have wanted to be the sorority president. But I didn't go because I knew I would be paying off student loans forever. And I always wanted to go into radio, which doesn't always pay the best. So I knew I would literally be screwed if
I went away.
You
went to, like, broadcasting school, right?
I did, yeah. And I had FAFSA, so that's what paid for my school.
So you don't have any student loan debt?
No.
Wow, no, that's damn, awesome. I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough, too. And my parents kind of instilled it in us as kids. They're like, we're not sending you away to college to, you know, blow your scholarship or blow the money that we have given you, or for your student loans to, you know, just be necessary because you're going to party at a school far away. So we want you to earn either local scholarships or go to a community college first, figure it out, and we'll pay for whatever the school is. So I was very fortunate. I didn't have any debt.
Daughter was just making a college decision. Is that something you guys really heavily considered?
Very much so. That's part of the reason why she chose the career path she chose. And that's part of the reason why she chose to be this golden apple, because it helps pay for her school to become a teacher. My wife had student loan debt, and it took her years to pay that off. And she became a teacher. And you go away to, you kind of got to realize, if you go away to a certain school and have to pay so much in tuition, you may not see that kind of money coming back in your salary, depending on what you graduate to be.
I'm curious. I've always heard that doctors are like broke millionaires. Like,
that's like
a common phrase. I'm curious out there if anyone, like, for us, I think my wife's was like close to $60,000 in student loan debt.
Oh, wow.
I'm curious if anyone is more than that, anything in that wheelhouse. If you have a profession that does have a high paying job, like a doctor or a dentist, but then if you had to pile on a lot of student loan debt, what does that look like? Were you able to pay it off? What was your student loan debt? 855-444-6342. That's 855-444-MEGA. We're curious what your student loan debt is on the Brett Mega Show. Student loan debt just sucks. Who has the most amount of student loan debt? How much did you have to pay off? How much are you still paying off, probably, in a lot of these cases? 855-444-6342. You can give us a call at 855-444-MEGA on the Brett Mega Show. There's this new trend that Gen Z is just avoiding student loan debt, so much so that they will skip going to these prestigious schools if they got into them. Like, you know what? I can go to a smaller school, especially if you think of someone like who, I don't know, let's just use the cliche, like they got into Harvard, but then they're probably so smart that they've gotten a bunch of scholarships to like a state school. They're like, I won't choose Harvard. I'll go to a state school because even though I'm like super smart Harvard, you know, boy or girl, because, well, I just want to avoid student loan debt. That's how much they're avoiding student loan debt. 855-444-MEGA. Kevin, you said one of your friends texted
One of my friends, who's a very successful dentist, goes, hey, I'm still paying off my student loans, and he's my age. So this guy's in his mid-50s. You're talking 30-plus years.
I've heard that.
Still paying off your
dentists, doctors, lawyers, these big prestigious jobs that acquire a lot of schooling, they're still paying off those debt, even though they have a huge high income. He's still paying it off.
Still paying it off. And you're going, you know, and as I said, he's a dentist. He does very well. So that just tells you how much he paid and his, you know, how much he got for the loans. Crazy.
He's going to start charging you more, Kevin.
I know.
Kim, how much student loan debt do you have and what do you do?
I'm a nurse practitioner, and I'm about $105,000, unfortunately.
Damn.
And that's with scholarships and the first 2 years paid for.
Oh, my God.
And been paying on it for 20 years.
20 years.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crippling. That's where, like, we've like deferred and stuff like that, because my wife went to these like Notre Dame and WashU, these big schools, and then like she's done, like, she's a, you know, mental health therapist, so sometimes you could defer those things, but like it's just not going away. Like, we have the, it's just
right.
Like, we've,
it's
just
lingering
over our heads. Yeah. So thank you so much for the call, and that sucks. it always is good to end the call with, well, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
You said there's a number that even beats 105 on our text line, Hannah?
Unfortunately, yes. We just got a text from a pediatrician that said they are $400,000 in student loan debt.
Whoa.
They're 12 years out of school, and they still have $400,000.
Oh,
of debt. It says pediatricians are the lowest paid of all doctors by a long shot. I'm hoping for loan forgiveness. Otherwise, I'll be taking these loans to the grave.
Shout out my Dr. Rockman, who sometimes, like, whenever we go in there, is like, says, y'all, now I'm gonna be like, yo, I know how much debt you're in next time I see you.
Right.
When I see my kids, like, that's crazy. That is crazy to think about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.